It is Tuesday morning. We're in the 9 o'clock hours, about almost 14 minutes after 9 a.m. I am here today with Sergeant Rob Gable of the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Good morning.
Good morning.
A beautiful morning.
It is.
Sunshiny, cool. It makes us think that it's fall until the sun comes out, and then it's like, nope, kidding.
Someday
we'll get fall. So, since it is actually fall and not summer, that means we have fall type things that are happening on the roadways, like school bus.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of complaints from our school bus drivers recently, so I thought this is a really good topic to cover today.
For sure. And so mainly people aren't following the rules. The long and the short of it. People aren't following the rules, and that is dangerous.
Sure. Yeah, we'd like to think that maybe people just don't know the rules, so maybe we should cover them. And unfortunately, I think some of it is that they maybe know the rules. Like, if there's red lights flashing, they're supposed to stop. I think everybody understands that.
That's been like a kindergarten thing. Red means stop.
That's it. And people are still not doing that. But it's a little more nuanced than that. So I thought we could cover that.
All right. Let's go. We got this.
All right. So the Ohio Revised Code, it's section 4511.75 for those that like research. They can look at that up. But the law says that if a school bus is stopped for the purpose of picking up or dropping off children, then we have responsibilities. What the law doesn't say is that we only have to stop when there's red flashing lights. So if the bus is stopped and they have their yellow lights on, that doesn't mean speed up and try to get there before the red lights start flashing. That means you need to stop at that time. Be prepared that children are present. So if you see a bus pull up with yellow lights and they're stopping, come to a stop. The law says at least 10 feet from the bus. When the red lights come on, that's when the doors are coming open. That's when children are either walking to the bus or getting off the bus. So when the red lights come on, that means the kids are focused on getting on or off the bus, not on traffic. Obviously, the bus driver is trying to corral that and keep that as safe as possible. But do your part. When the yellow lights are flashing, you see the bus coming to a stop, just stop. Make it safe for the kids that need to be there. And then don't move again until the bus starts moving or until the driver signals you to do otherwise. And we've all had those times where the bus pulls up and they stop and they're waiting on that kid who is still finishing their breakfast. And so now the bus driver is like honking the horn and trying to get the kid to come out to the bus. And sometimes the bus driver will wave traffic on at that time until the child gets to the bus. So pay attention to the driver, stop until signal to do otherwise. And if you're not signaled to move, stay there until the bus does.
Because when you're dealing with children are unpredictable. You don't know what they're going to do. They're feral, they're wild. And a lot of times, I think that we have always talked about just the kids that are getting on and off the bus. But like if there's a sibling coming home from school, they could have a little sibling that's so excited to see them, they run after them. And so you just got to be paying attention, and you don't have to worry about hitting somebody if you're stopped.
Right. Yeah.
Look how easy that is.
Yeah, make it safe. Make it safe for the kids. Do your part to keep the little kiddos safe. There is, again, like we mentioned in the beginning of this, there's a couple nuances to this, and there's not a ton of four-lane roads or streets in Holmes County, but if there is a more than three lanes, so anything that's four lanes, then only the traffic that's moving in the same direction is required to stop. So if you're listening and you happen to drive up into areas where there are school zones or school bus stops that are on four-lane streets or highways, then only the traffic moving in the same direction as the bus. So the nuance there is the turn lane. So there's like one lane each direction and a turn lane in the middle.
Everybody stops.
All traffic must stop in those scenarios.
It's only four and above.
Right, that's it. And then the penalty for this, it's a mandatory appearance in court. So if a school bus driver, and mostly school buses have video now, so if they're
running video and they get your license plate, or if the school bus driver is able to catch it and we're able to track you down, you're going to receive a citation for passing a stop school bus. The penalty is a mandatory appearance, and if found guilty, up to $500 in fines, and notwithstanding court costs in addition to that, and then up to a one-year license suspension. It's a Class 7 suspension in this case. So
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. So, you know, those are the penalties, but the far greater penalty would be, you know, if something were to happen, you know, if a child were to be involved in an incident, all because we're in, you know, we need that extra 30 seconds time that it takes to just pause, let a kid get on or off the bus, that would be catastrophic for sure.
So just take the time. In this case, yellow means slow to stop, mm-hmm. not go fast.
That's right.
And just keep everybody safe. It's so important.
Please do that. Yes.
And, you know, you don't need the hit. You don't need all of that. And it makes it, the bus drivers have so much going on that, you know, if you make it easier by stopping, then it makes everything better.
Sure does.
But along with school buses comes school zones. It's important to follow the rules there as well. You've got the flashy lights. And in our area, there's a lot of areas that don't have flashing lights. They just have signs that say designated times. You got to slow down for those too.
Absolutely. The signs that say during restricted hours, that don't list hours, it's on the driver of the vehicle to ensure that their speed through that posted zone is legal. And when it says during designated hours, you have to, you know, look around. If you see any evidence of children out and about, or any evidence of people arriving to or leaving the school, those are the restricted hours. So the law basically says that at any time where children are either arriving to or leaving the school or out. So playground type things or out on a project outside the building. So if you look around, you see any evidence of kids, as we mentioned off air briefly, you know, bicycles, you know, if you see a bunch of bicycles, that means the kids are there. And so you need to slow down to the posted speed limit, which school zones are 20 mile per hour. So slow down to that safe speed. Make sure that there's not going to be a child darting across or into the roadway.
And honestly, just if you see a bunch of bicycles, you should probably start slowing down, whether it's school zone or not, because, you know, there's going to be some potential, you know, slowing down, you know, coming up with some riders. So it usually means there's a game, a ball game, or something happening that you got to be aware of. So using those paying attention skills.
Yes.
Which come very useful and easily when you're not playing on your phone or doing all the other things that are distracting you while you're driving.
Absolutely.
Look at us tying all the topics together.
Yeah, I think we talk about that every time and for good reason. Yeah.
Exactly. And while we are continuing to tie things together, I talked about children being feral and running about. And something else that is a little bit feral, especially right now and running about, are deer. Look at that.
Chasing each other everywhere. Yes, they are.
That's how I picture it, like just bouncing through the fields and running about. But it is that time of year. Hunting season, I think, began. I think I saw somebody mark like bow season, not gun season, mm-hmm. but bow season.
Right.
So they're out, they're about, they're running. It's time for them to make babies. And so not everybody is willing to make the babies, so they run. I get that.
I wasn't going to get that deep into it, but yeah, the deer are moving. For whatever purpose, and in the last 5 years, there have been nearly 10,000 deer strikes in the Holmes County region. So Holmes County and the counties that surround it, nearly 10,000, and that doesn't account for the number of times where we've gone to a crash and someone said, "I swerved to miss a deer." And so, you know, deer strikes are one thing, usually very minor damage, but swerving to miss a deer, on the other hand, can result in a lot of damage. And, you know, when the car leaves the road, or, you know, we call them roadway departure, then there's opportunity for rollover crashes, you know, striking fixed objects along the side of the road, poles, trees,
mailboxes,
fences, and then you know, swerving and hitting other vehicles. So there's a lot of opportunity for the crash to become much more worse. More worse? Is that a...
I mean, I guess you're doing better than worser.
Okay. So it could get worser if you go...
It could be real bad.
...left of center and strike another vehicle. So... You know, there's definitely some advice that we have for anyone encountering an animal, whether it's a deer or any other small animal around. The number one thing is to keep your head up and pay attention. And like I think we've mentioned that already today is put away all your distractions. Make sure your head's up. Make sure that you see it, especially when lighting conditions aren't the best.
Dusk and dark or dusk and dawn,
which is when deer are moving a lot.
All the creatures are moving.
Right, right. So... using high beam lights when able, so when not approaching other traffic, so that you can hopefully see those glowing eyes on the sides of the road, that can kind of alert you to take your foot off the gas, put it over the brake, be ready to react. And then if a deer or something else enters the roadway, the best option for you in response is straight line braking. So that means keeping the steering wheel straight and hitting the brakes as hard as you can.
And don't close your eyes.
Right. But if you don't steer the wheel, then you'll probably stay on the road. You may still hit the deer, but it's going to be, especially because you're reducing speed, you're going to reduce the impact. There are plenty of deer strikes that result in no damage because the vehicle is able to get slowed down. And the deer gets up and runs away. So it's, you know, very minor strikes. So just slow down when you think you might see something. Slow down. If it does enter the roadway, hit the brakes. Don't steer the wheel. And if you do hit something, then get yourself in a safe location. Check for damage. If you need us or the sheriff's department, we can come and handle a report for you for your insurance. So don't hesitate to call for that.
And you know, unfortunately, sometimes they're just leaping out of nowheresville, and you don't get the opportunity to see them. So it's just, you know, really paying attention. But also, you mentioned turning your bright lights on. Make sure when other cars come that you turn your bright lights back off.
That is a potential for a road rage situation if you don't. So yeah, be super careful to always dim your lights on approaching traffic.
These new lights are so bright.
Some are, which is great for what we're talking
about. They can see a hair on a raccoon's nose from 1,000 yards, but now I can't see because I come at you when you had your brights on.
Yeah, so yeah, please keep dimming those when you approach other traffic, but use them.
That's what they're there for.
Nothing out there. Use those lights and make sure that that you can see what's ahead.
As someone who drives a lot in the dark, mm-hmm. I can concur. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talk about the deer, but around here, the possums have been running amok lately. Mm. Last year it was raccoons. This year it's possums. Every year it's something different, I think. But it all comes down to paying attention. Ta-ta-da!
There it is. Yeah.
It's that hidden little subtopic right there that just covers everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We always have the put away distractions, drive sober, don't drive otherwise.
And wear your seatbelt.
Wear your seatbelt. Always, please. No matter where you are in the car.
So I think that was just our wrap right there.
There it is.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us. That was Sergeant Rob Gable from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We'll be back with ABC News on WKLM.